Shalom, everyone. Doing a sound check this evening to see if the sound is coming over good. Shalom, Kiosha. Thanks God for good sound. And thanks God for this evening. So referring to this sat song that Maitreya gave us on May 5th, 2001, a question was asked to Maitreya about explaining more on Revelation, if we're going to one day, not tomorrow, but one day to be sons of God. It would be interesting to speak about that and the direct relation with God, the contact we can have with Him in our level. So Maitreya says that we already have the contact with God. There is no separation at all. You are already one with Him because, as we have said many times, who are we? We are self, and self and God are one. It is the same thing. There is no difference. That is why they say, know thyself, to know God. There is no difference, no separation, nothing between Him and us. It is our delusion of separation from Him that makes us think that we are separate from God. And that is the greatest delusion that the human has. That is why we meditate, to awaken our spiritual forces. We do the reminder, and we try to do all those exercises and purifications, and eventually we realize, oh, I am already there. It's just like the story about a man who was looking for a treasure that he knew his father had. He went to everywhere in the world and dug up all the places to find the treasure. And eventually he became very tired and went home. But one day he went into the basement and saw that the treasure was there. So he did not have to go anywhere all over the world looking for it. He already had the treasure right where he was living all along, but he was looking for it in the wrong places. If we realize that God is already within us and is one with us, and there is no separation between us, then we do not have to go and look. And that is what most of the people do. They spend their time and energy to go traveling, to go for sports, go to this country or that country, or to go drink or go to the parties, and they go here and there. And what are they looking for? They are looking for that happiness that they know they are longing to reach, but are they going to find it? Has anyone heard that anyone has become enlightened by doing all those things in their life? We can find that we resist the very thing that makes us to reach that happiness and oneness, and that is looking within ourselves, meditating, and realizing that we do not have to go anywhere. We already have the treasure right within ourselves. So we can see that with realizing that, we are ahead of 99.99% of humanity for what the goal of the life is. It is to become divine. Now, what does that mean? It means to know God, to realize that we already have God within ourselves, and there is no separation. If you meditate, one day you realize, hey, I'm not really my body. That is what the yogis meditated on for thousands of years, and their mantra was, I am not my body. I am not my body. Please do not tell me I am my body. I am not my body. And one day, they saw, really, I am not my body. So who sees? Who feels? Who understands? Is that your body that sees and feels and understands? What happens to a dead man? The body is still there. Can he see? Can he feel? And can he understand? No, he does not anymore. What has happened? He was seeing 10 minutes ago before he fell down and died. But what sees? What feels? If you can see that, you can see. If you meditate on that, just look at where you are looking. Who is looking? Who is watching? Who is seeing? Who is seeing the camera? My body is not seeing that camera there. God is seeing that camera. God is talking. If I were dead, could I talk? No. So who is talking? God is talking through me. But how much can I talk in a higher level or lower level? Depends upon where my consciousness is. If my consciousness is crude, all the talk is about taxes and how I can better make money and put my investments in better places. And if I am even in a lower nature, the conversation is about where can I get a job? This market is a better place for getting a job. And if you go to the United States, you can get a better job. Or if you go to a third world country, it is harder to find a job. So that is the first level. Physiological and safety needs. The second level, where can we find a party? Where can I go and find the opposite sex and satisfy my second chakra? The third chakra is, how can I run for this office and gain more power and more prestige and attention of the people? So we can see that it depends on what level you are in. Are they talking about I am not my body? It does not even occur to them to say, I am not my body. So that is why the very people who want to know God are ahead of 99.99% of humanity, that they even think, who am I? What am I doing here? And they want to know. Of course, they are poor in spirit also. They feel the world is too strong, too powerful, and they have no control over anything. And because they are meditative people, the world does not like them that much either. And that is why they usually become outcast or feel not completely right with the world. So they eventually say, what is this? What am I doing here? And they start meditating and wanting to know. And that is why they start searching. Only 1% of humanity wants to know God. And the path has a lot of pitfalls also. Many times we have talked about them. Someone comes in the fourth chakra and they find unconditional love. And they say, God is unconditional love. That is what it is. God is love. That is all there is about God. So they go around and become teachers of the third chakra people and say, God is love. And the third chakra people say, oh yes, God is love. And we do not have to do anything. They go a little higher to the fifth chakra, and they gain a lot of knowledge, or they do astral projection. And when they come back, they say, no, God is astral projection. You leave your body and go to the astral body, etc. And then the one who goes to the sixth chakra is touched by God, comes back and says, no, no, it is not only astral projection, it is also cities and powers. And then eventually, God sends his messengers and tells them, no, it is more than that. It is from the smallest thing you do in your life to the highest thing that has to be evolved around spirituality. It is that you are born to be divine. The goal of the life is to become divine. That is why we are here. The goal of the life is not to become a doctor, a professor, or this or that. But that is fine. If you are a divine doctor, great. If you are a divine professor, that is fine. If you are a divine sweeper of the floor, it is good. So we can see that God's vision is much greater than all these little teachings that come to us. Of course, in order to do that, as we have said many times, God sent the seven seals, the seven revelations to humanity, and each time the Spirit of God brings it to humanity, that Spirit of God is called the first begotten Son. What happened in the beginning of the creation? The first begotten Son went through the eternal divine path and eventually realized that God and I are one already. I am from the Spirit of God. There is no separation. And that is why there are humans who will recognize and realize and become the sons of God. And there is the first begotten Son of God, who is already one with the Spirit of God and God, which is everything. So it is a very hard concept to imagine that you become the Son of God. But when you do become a Son of God, you become back one with God. Then the Spirit of God comes to humanity as the Son of God or the first begotten Son of God and God himself. But there is no separation. There is not that here is God or here is the Son of God and here is you. When you recognize that you are not your body and you see, yes, the seer, the toucher, the feeler, the recognizer, the speaker, all is God, then you realize, I am not my body. I am one with God. Therefore, what the first begotten Son says, I am one with it. I can understand it. I can see what he is saying and recognize the truth that is coming to me. So there is no separation. Even your body is a part of God. It is a part of his consciousness. And to recognize that we are not our bodies and we are one with him and follow his scriptures makes us become sons of God. So all the purification and techniques, the whole teaching, all the exercises are to bring us to that point that we say, yes, I am not the doer. Do not thank me. Thank God that comes through me. I am not doing anything. I am not going to create a big ego that, oh, I am such a great person. The moment we do that, we might feel good in that moment, but we are separating ourselves from God. So you are separating to recognize that you are not the doer. So thanks, God, for these teachings, Maitreya Ji. And now we'll have a moment of silence, and then we'll do the meditation process using our universal mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Sit comfortably with your back and your neck straight, your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes, and again, relax your body, releasing any tension or any tense feelings, and being completely relaxed. Now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember the objects located in the room. Then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remember the rooms and whatever else you can remember about the place. Then expand yourself to fill the whole city, remembering the roads as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the whole state, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. And now that you have filled the whole earth, visualize gently leaving your body, and you are sitting on the top most part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on the earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth. You are going toward outer space. You pass the moon. You pass the planets in our solar system. You pass the stars. And you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy. Then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach that center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe. A brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly, enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. And this light continues to fill you as it enters your first chakra. it enters your second, your third, your fourth, and your fifth chakras. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and opens and enters your sixth chakra. Now, gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keeping your back and neck straight, breathe in deeply and listen, repeating in your mind the first part of your mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung. Pause and realizing that stillness, the moment between breathing in and breathing out. Then breathe out the second part of your mantra, Om Nam Kevalam. And pause and recognize that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relaxed. And now we'll meditate in silence for a few minutes together and reverse the process. And now close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and the love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth. And remember, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you receive from this brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Fill the earth and slowly re-enter your body. And withdraw from filling the earth and all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are, in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally, think universally, but act locally. And now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it. Now, let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, the illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. After you have recognized that stillness, then you can stay with that recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, just go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone. All things to the Father. Have a good God night.